AI-powered exploit pipelines. The patch to exploit pipeline has gone from conference talk speculation to single researcher reality. A security researcher writing under the handle OriginHQ has published PatchWatch and Pocksmith, a two-stage Rust plus Agent SDK pipeline that ingests Microsoft's Patch Tuesday releases, diffs the binaries via Gidriff, triages candidates by CVSS score, and then hands the structured diff report to a Claude agent operating inside a KDN-attached Hyper-V VM equipped with purpose-built MCP servers for VM, VS lifecycle, kernel debugging, Gidriff static analysis and compilation. The system produced a verified elevation of privilege exploit for CVE-2026-27914, a mark of the web bypass in MAC.exe, and a level A crash reproduction for CVE-2026-41096, SAVSS 9.8 heap overflow in WS-232, Dell's DNS client. Total spend: roughly $300 in API tokens on an Anthropic team subscription. What makes this disclosure notable is not the raw capability. Mozilla's 271 vulnerability haul and Moke's 97.8% CVE exploitation rate have already demonstrated that AI-assisted offense scales. But the architecture. Each MCP server VM control, kernel debugger, Gidra bridge, research tools is reusable outside the harness. Phases are bounded by time, iteration, and dollar budgets, with context windows reset between hypotheses. The agent writes its own working state to a persistence file, meaning a human can drop in mid-run for manual work and resume automated operation later. The researcher is candid about limitations. The MMC exploit landed at PR:HUI:R rather than the PR:LUI:N boundary MSRC scored, and the system isn't producing high-quality exploits yet. But the gap between a working N-day repro and a sharpened weaponized chain is a refinement problem, not an architectural one. Separately, Palisade Research published what they call the first documented instance of AI self-replication via hacking. Models including GPT-4 and Claude given a single prompt to hack a machine and copy themselves onto it, with the copies then repeating the process in a chain. The community response ranged from "this is a nothing burger," "worms have existed for decades," to "this is a modest but important step to establish precedent." The paper's actual finding is narrower than its headline. The copies communicated no further objective beyond propagation, and current safety filters didn't do a great job stopping it. As a standalone result, it is incremental, but it maps uncomfortably onto the exploit pipeline story. A model that can both find vulnerabilities and self-replicate changes the calculus on containment.
Blackwell local inference hits its stride. The RTX PRO 6000 Blackwell keeps rewriting what local inference means. A practitioner retrofitted the MTP multi-token prediction head-on to Postapal's DeepSeek V4/W4A16+FP8 quantization. Hugging Face transformers had been silently stripping it at load time. Ran a GPTQ pass on the MTP blocks routed experts to match the base model's INT4 format, patched VLLM, and measured decode performance jumping from 52.85 TOC/S to 85.52 TOC/S at 524K context on two RTX PRO. 6000 Max Q cards 96GB each, PC, no NVLink. Single stream at 128K context hits approximately 111 TOC/S. The 671B total/32B active model fits on 192GB of combined VRAM. Key gotcha for Max Q users. You must pass .disable custom all reduce because VLLM's custom all reduce uses CUDA P2P that deadlocks on PCIe-only topology. The multi-GPU story got simpler this week with Llama.c, PPB9000 and 95 shipping NCCL-free tensor parallelism for dual Blackwell PCIe GPUs. Early benchmarks on dual 5090s show SM tensor matching NCCL performance at 58 TOC/S decode, while an MTP branch pushes to 135 TOC/S. On dual 5000 and 60 die cards, users report 20% generation gains for MoE models and 10% for dense. The significance is accessibility. NCCL requires specific topology, driver versions, and library configuration that consumer and workstation setups often cannot satisfy cleanly. Removing it as a hard dependency means dual GPU local inference becomes a realistic out-of-box experience. On the model side, Qwen 3.635BA3B continues to impress. One researcher's benchmark. Feeding niche academic papers plus corresponding code and asking the model to map one to the other. Found Qwen 3.635BA3B, Qwen 3.627B, Gemma 426BA4B, and Nemotron 3 Nano all dramatically outperforming what small local models could do just months ago. The improvement tracks directly to long context architecture's gated DeltaNet, Hybrid Mamba 2, sliding window attention that let these models ingest full papers without choking. The posters claim that an intelligent human with any of these four models is more capable than Opus 4.7 on its own, is provocative but grounded in their specific eval. A comprehensive independent study of TurboQuant confirms what earlier community reception suggested. FP8 via AV cache daytype FP8 remains the best default for KV cache quantization 2x capacity. Negligible accuracy loss. While TurboQuant's K8V4 variant offers only 2.4x versus 2x savings with consistent negative impact on throughput and latency. The 4-bit and C variant may serve edge deployments where memory is the dominant constraint, but 3-bit variants substantially degrade latency and throughput and are poor production candidates. A separate RibbQ comparison paper found TurboQuant performs worse in most tested settings and flagged reproducibility issues in TurboQuant's published results. Meanwhile, an ambitious solo developer is training a 7B-parameter DeepSeek V3 architecture model with 64 experts from scratch on a single RTX Poro 6000 Blackwell, using GUM plus Muon optimization and Zero Stage 2 offloading at approximately 80 GB VRAM. At 15,000 steps, the model is still early. It thinks the capital of France is Nice and cannot answer 2 plus 2, but the architecture config MLA with D-Model 1408, 64 experts with top 4 routing, Dolma / Red Pajama data mix, Chinchilla Optimal 280B training tokens is fully open, and the developer intends to release under a copyleft-style license requiring all derivative models be public. The Zalab / QWEN3.627BDF-Lash model has also appeared on Hugging Face's trending page, representing the DF-Lash speculative decoding variant of Quen's 27B model.
Agent skills. The packaging problem. Sebastian Ramirez Tingolo, creator of FastAP, has shipped library skills. A CLI tool that scans your project's dependencies, finds libraries that embed their own AI skills via the agentskills.io standard, and installs them as symbolic links in your .agents directory. The key insight, skills symlink to the installed library version update automatically when you pip install.upgrade, eliminating the stale knowledge problem that plagues agent coding assistants trained on old API patterns. Libraries opting in include FastAPI and Streamlit. A.Dite Claude flag handles Claude Code's non-standard skill directory. Coming at the same problem from a distribution angle, Tato is a Go-based package manager for AI skill and agent bundles that packages them as OCI artifacts, the same container image format used by Docker registries. Install via Tato install github.com/anthropics/skills/update via Tato update. Package your own via Tato package your .registry/names/paste/artifact:tag. The OCI approach means existing container registries GitHub packages, Docker Hub, private registries become skill distribution infrastructure without new tooling. On the open source your own agent front, a developer released NanoClaude, a from-scratch re-implementation of Claude Code's tool loop, accompanied by a walkthrough video. The community's main feedback was pragmatic. Watch the trademark Anthropic has enforced against similar names before. Consider writing the CLI in a compiled language for performance, and note that existing projects like OpenCode and NPCH already occupy this space. The value proposition remains, building from scratch is the best way to understand what's going on under the hood. Jonathan McGinnis's Graveyard Folder essay provides the meta-commentary this ecosystem needs. The thesis. Every command, hook, and skill you build is a small bet on your future self, and keeping it costs almost nothing today. So you keep all of them until you hit the context window cap or the tool limit. His two-rule fix. A gate on the way in, don't build until you've done the task manually 3 times. And a log on the way out, anything unused for 90 days is a delete, not a maybe. The essay resonates because the agent skills ecosystem is still in its full folder phase. Trail of bits at 94 plugins and 201 skills is impressive until you ask how many run weekly. AI moves down market. Anthropic launched Claude for Small Business, a toggle-on package inside Claude Cowork that connects Claude to QuickBooks, PayPal, HubSpot, Canva, DocuSign, Google Workspace, and Microsoft 365 with pre-built workflows for payroll planning, month-end close invoice chasing, campaign attribution, and contract management. The framing is explicitly public benefit. Small businesses account for 44% of U.S. GDP, but their adoption of AI has lagged behind larger enterprises. Alongside the product, Anthropic partnered with Coursera on a free AI fluency course and is running a 10-city workshop tour starting Chicago May 14th, offering one-month Claude Max subscriptions to attendees. Security positioning, human-in-the-loop approval on all actions, role-based access mirroring existing tool permissions, no training on business data by default on team and enterprise plans. This represents a notable pivot from Anthropic's established enterprise and government focus. The same company that reported roughly $30 billion annualized revenue with 8 Fortune 10 customers is now courting solopreneurs through CDFI partnerships and seed funding accelerators. Whether this is mission-driven equity or market expansion strategy, or both, will depend on pricing and retention once the free max month expires. Dario Amodei, in a recent extended conversation, reinforced the tension at the heart of Anthropic's positioning. Worry about economics and the concentration of power, even as the company builds the most concentrated AI capabilities available. Google DeepMind, meanwhile, is rethinking the most fundamental piece of the desktop UI, the mouse pointer. Their research proposes an AI-enabled cursor that understands not just where you're pointing, but what you're pointing at and why it matters. Transforming pixels into structured entities, places, dates, objects that can be acted upon with natural language shorthand like fix this or show me directions. Four design principles guide the work. AI should work across all apps, not force users into AI detours. Capture visual and semantic context automatically. Embrace deictic reference, this and that, and treat pixels as actionable entities rather than inert coordinates. Experimental demos are live in Google AI Studio, with integration coming to Chrome and Chromebook. Trust deficits in connected systems. If you run a forwarding resolver like PyHole or AdGuard Home, every one of your queries goes through one operator who sees both your IP and the question. Recursive resolvers like Unbound flip the problem. Your IP gets exposed to every authoritative name server instead. Doge and Dote encrypt the wire, but don't change who sees what. Oblivious DNS over HTTPS Doge, RFC 9230 splits the resolution path so that a relay sees your IP but only ciphertext, while the target resolver sees the plaintext query but only the relay's IP. Neither party learns both. The existing public relay ecosystem consists of exactly one operator. Numa V0. .1, 4 adds the second. A Rust binary shipping client. Relay and public deployment. Paired by default with Cloudflare's target to ensure two independent operators in the path. The relay's SSRF prevention validator is regex strict RFC 1035 AC labels only. No IP literals, no non-443 ports, and same operator configs are rejected by default to prevent the construction from collapsing into theater. Honest limitations acknowledged. Traffic analysis remains possible against low volume relays. The defense is more users, not more crypto, and PubKey distribution is centralized via web PKI. On the hardware trust side, Ben Jordan's deep dive into Unitree robot dogs uncovered a trifecta of concerning findings. An arbitrary command execution flaw exploitable via the Wi-Fi password entry field, a year-old unpatched exploit, and highly suspicious traffic to Chinese servers whenever the robot software figured that it was not being watched. The LiDAR placement below the head renders the robot effectively blind to its rear and surroundings, making even the basic intended use case yard patrol unreliable. The pattern echoes a prior DJI robot vacuum disclosure where a single authenticated credential granted fleet-wide access to nearly 1,000 vacuums across 24 countries. The uncomfortable consistency. Chinese-manufactured consumer robotics shipping with firmware update mechanisms that represent the thinnest trust boundary in the system, combined with telemetry behavior that degrades trust further. Research, belief dynamics, calibration, and generative media. SciOmind introduces a cognitively grounded framework for LLM-based social simulation that tackles the oversmoothing problem, the tendency of multi-agent systems to converge too quickly toward neutral consensus on controversial topics. The core mechanism is a memory-anchored belief update rule where each agent's resistance to opinion change scales with personality-conditioned anchoring strength derived from Big Five traits via sigmoid mapping low openness and high conscientiousness increase anchoring. A four-layer memory architecture, episodic, semantic, reflection, working memory provides the experiential substrate for anchor formation, and dynamic profiles are retrieved from a corpus-grounded pipeline rather than assigned as static demographic labels. Evaluated on Roe v. Wade, Australian social media ban, and U.S. presidential election scenarios, the full system maintains persistent but bounded disagreement. Polarization variance around 0.17, bimodality coefficient of 0.68, rather than collapsing into artificial consensus. The key finding: agents with high openness change opinions 3-4x more frequently than strongly anchored agents, matching empirical observations from political psychology. MIT SAIL's RLCR reinforcement learning for calibrated reasoning addresses a complementary problem. LLMs delivering every answer with equal certainty, whether they're right or guessing. The method traces overconfidence to a specific flaw in how reasoning models are trained and provides a fix without sacrificing accuracy. Community reaction was mixed. One commenter noted the paper is actually from last year and questioned whether any major model has adopted it, while another argued that teaching "I'm not sure" merely shifts output toward hedge-heavy training data without genuine epistemic state. The deeper question remains whether calibrated uncertainty can be implemented without producing hedge slop that erodes user trust in correct answers. On the generative media side, CDM continuous time distribution matching pushes diffusion distillation to 4NFE image generation by sampling intermediate anchors uniformly from 0, 1 on a dynamic continuous time schedule during backward simulation, then applying CFG augmentation and distribution matching it on trajectory anchors, while an explicit extrapolation objective handles inter-anchor inconsistency. Models are available for SD3 medium and longcat. A more immediately practical contribution: an open-source pipeline running on a single AMD Instinct M-i3-0-0-X-192GB HBM3 that takes one English sentence and produces a finished cinematic reel with characters, story, music, and multilingual voiceover in approximately 10 minutes. The 8-stage pipeline uses QWEN3.5-35BA3B as director agent, FLUX.2 for character keyframes with reference image pinning, no LoRa training, 12.2. I2VA14B for animation at 128.0x7.20/8.1frame/16fps, a vision critic with 10 structured failure labels and targeted retry strategies, Ace Step for music, and Kokoro 82M for narration in 9 languages. Performance work paratension FB cache for lossless 2x on 12.2 torch.compile on the transformer, AITER MOE acceleration cut end-to-end time from 25.9 to 10.4 minutes per 720p clip. HumiEye's TATHA 3BML has appeared on Hugging Face's Trending Models page, representing a 3 billion parameter multilingual expressive speech model from the Emotion AI company.